Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. And I'm here with my co-host, Councilman Horacio Ortiz. And you're listening, you're watching Talking Downey with Mario.
And Horacio.
I like that. We got that
there
down.
We go.
See? We start off well.
I'm getting used to it.
Councilman Ortiz, you're like everywhere, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Very busy these last couple of days. I mean, every day is busy for council, you know?
Yeah.
So me and Dorothy are trying to be at every event, every place to be, you know, seen by everybody and make sure that we're working really hard for our community. So it's been really busy couple of days.
Yeah, great. And you know what? It's interesting is I know you both have a re-election this year. But folks, I know them both, and I know that they're going to be this way next year too. You know, it's not, this isn't just to show off. This is, you guys love it.
We love this part. I mean, I've been saying this for a very long time since I was young. It's one of my biggest passions, getting involved in community and doing things and taking part of, you know, change. And and Dorothy is too. So she's been involved for how many years?
Oh, yeah.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years in different capacities.
You know, I'm trying to catch up to her.
Yeah. Well, good, good. So I watched the meeting. I watched it late at night. I got home from a board meeting late. So I'm literally upstairs with my headphones. My wife's looking at me. I'm on the iPad. I'm watching TV, but listening to you guys and writing little scribble notes, okay, upstairs.
I think we broke record of the shortest meeting ever.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
that was pretty good out there. But then, you know, so you look. So, folks, if you go online, always watch it. It's City of Downey, and they got a YouTube channel, so you can watch it, go in your own speed and stuff. I like that you guys blank out the comments, or blank out, excuse me, the people. I guess you don't have the bad gadfly anymore that would, you know, have, you know, Nazi flags and stuff like that. But you can still hear them, and there seem to be, there's less cussing now. It's interesting to hear you guys' comments, the councilmen or members' comments in the beginning and stuff. But it sounds like you guys are, like, going everywhere, you know, and doing everything.
We've been going to every single event together. It's nice to work together. And, and it's great to be part of these, you know, organizations or unveilings like the Coca-Cola and knowing more about our community that we didn't know from the beginning.
Sure.
So it's been nice.
Sure, sure. So folks, when the council go together, and you used to have people yelling, oh, it's a Brown Act, and there's three on there. It's not, okay? A Brown Act is if you're voting on something. Mm-hmm. For us showing up, or for three or four or all five showing up to the state of the city, the gangs out of Downey lines for at Coca-Cola for unveiling of EV trucks. Is that, that's not a Brown Act. If unless the three of them sit there and plan, it's like,
hey,
it's so don't. So, you know, just want you guys to know perfectly legal. Actually, it's encouraged that they're out together. And I think it pulls away that transparency veil, and it looks really good for you guys to do that. So I'm glad a couple things that stood out. Mayor Pro Tem Hector Sosa talked about kind of bringing healthy Downey back.
Yeah.
And I was like,
tell me a little bit about that. You also started that too, right?
Yeah. So believe it or not, because I'm fat now again, but my goal has always been chubby. But when I started the Healthy Downey for my mayoral year, so I wanted to lose weight, a pound a week, 52 pounds was the goal, right? And believe it or not, I was another 60 pounds bigger than I am now. So I weighed in at every council meeting. We had a scale there, and I weighed in every council meeting, and I lost 82 pounds.
Wow.
From beginning, the city clerk would record it. I was looking at an agenda the other day. That's the first thing the mayor's weighing. But then, okay, how do we transform, you know, Hispanic communities like ours, they're predominantly Hispanic on there. We have higher sense of diabetes, of obesity, childhood obesity, and so forth. So how do we mentally roll out things? So Healthy Downey was born, and we had partners. We had the school district. We had the YMCA. We had the hospital. We had the Army TLC. Well, you know, Saturday we were at the TLC 5K. That was the first one was 2013 for from a Healthy Downey.
I ran that TLC 5K in 33 minutes.
33 minutes.
Shout out to Sarah Seraphim who ran it with me.
I saw it. I saw him running. He ran past us because I wasn't going to run. I walked, but I saw you there. So that was what it was is created. So yeah. Now even the true things that you do is the things that last after you're off the council. So we kept it going. And even after that, they had it for 5 or 6 years, kept it going. And I don't know when it got into COVID or the new management and everything else, but I'm glad he wants to bring it back. We had Claudia Fermenta brought it up last night. I used to have a walking Wednesdays with the mayor. So we would do it at Furman Park or then at Downey. And I probably had 20 to 30 people walk with me.
Yeah. And that was a great idea that Claudia mentioned. And I was starting to start that. My social media, you've been seeing something that I've been putting on the move with Horacio so people can see what I've been voting on. So I wanted to do a little off-branch that. So during the meeting, I told Claudia, I was like, that's a great idea. I've been trying to want to start something like that so I can meet my residents, walk around their streets, see what their problems are at, and kind of focus on that. So we're going to do that too.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm glad to see all the stuff. So gadflies are less, and I thought that was good.
It's less, but still, you know, I just feel, sometimes I just think, I'm like, it takes away from the purpose of that public comment. It's for me to hear out the concerns of my residents.
Yeah.
And then just sometimes it just...
Listen, you're lucky you didn't have that crazy Herman guy.
Oh, I did. So, planning commission.
Yeah, that planning commission.
My first experience, my first day, he was the one that brought the KKK hat.
This guy, one guy last night, this Bruce guy, I'm not going to give him the rest of it on there, but he comes to the planning commission too, and he accuses the planning commission of not living in the city. And it was goofy. But last night, folks, and you got to be, you know, he almost sounds reasonable or like maybe he's just hardcore until he says stupid things. He says vaccines on there that we pushed vaccines on I'm using that term loosely, the city government, and vaccines have now killed over 30 million people. Vaccines have killed. What a crazy thing to say. So that takes away any credibility. Yeah. Come on. Vaccines killed 30 million people. He goes, that's more than the Holocaust. And it's like, my God, don't put the two things together because that's shameful. And shame on him on there. But you had that crazy Rodolfo and Joey. Yeah. And Joey's going to sue for everything. He always says he's going to sue, but he never sues. But anyway, our water is safe, folks. Okay. We have Dasani water bottle.
Water is safe.
You know, yes, our water is safe. We take showers with it. If we drink it, it's safe to drink from the tap. We actually have very good water. As you know, you were at Coca-Cola the other day, which uses 5% of our water and so forth. So, okay. Nothing controversial. It was really a consent calendar item.
Yes.
But there's two things that stood out for me on the consent. One was item number 8 of the steel.
The steel.
You want to mention a little bit
I mean, I know you're on the board for that.
Columbia.
Yeah. And I know we're breaking ground sometime in the middle of this year.
Yeah.
So just tell me a little bit.
So last night, the city approved $3,523,000 for the steel for the new building for Inspiration, our full-scale mock-up model. So what that is, and we have almost $15 million raised. We still need to raise a lot more. But that's money that it's already been designated for that. And some of it from the city, but the majority of it not. The majority of it is not. Some of it came from state grants. Senator Archuleta, Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, you know, Assemblywoman Blanca Pacheco was able to get some money on there. I think that money is already designated. As a matter of fact, some of the money we have to use by a certain date or we lose it from the state. So all that was doing was moving it from the city bank account into the Columbia dash pay for the steel thing, because the money, it's no money out of the reserves from the city.
Or the budget.
It's not in the budget on there. I mean, it's already outside the budget. So, so don't be thinking on there when you look at that and you say, they approved $3 million. It's not new money. That's already in the back pocket of the city. Yeah. And there'll be more like that. Yeah. So that's kind of exciting. This is the first real tangible step forward that you see.
I'm excited more changes coming right there. Yeah. So I'm excited to break ground and start seeing progress there. It's I'm excited.
Cool. Okay, so one thing that struck me that I don't have an issue per se, but I thought it was really interesting. The city, there was a consent calendar item for the city to write a letter to the ABC, which is the Bureau of Alcohol and so forth, recommending this liquor license for a particular establishment downtown where the old Avenue Theater, but I think there's going to be like a dance club or club or some kind of
live entertainment. Yeah,
yeah, live entertainment place on there for 300 people and stuff. So the only thing that was struck me is like I've never seen a city write a letter saying, please give them a liquor license. It's like, so what are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I think I ran my campaign that I want to support small businesses and business. And that specific business right there has been vacant for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And it's been in development for years, years, years. And so, I mean, I saw it as an opportunity to really take action of what I've been saying this whole entire time, mm-hmm. supporting small businesses. Somebody mentioned prior is like, well, we never really have done that in the city. And we're going to start setting precedent to other businesses. I mean, I can say, honestly, I've been doing that already with the specific business Ojos Locos, but I'd rather have this business coming in that I know will, you know, do a pretty good job.
Yeah. And my only concern, again, I'm looking at the city hat because I come from local government, of course, was like, okay, something bad happens. You wrote a letter. Not you, but the city. The city wrote a letter saying, please give them an alcohol. So I don't know. It's like it's already going to be open till 3 a.m. And that was on the planning commission before you and I got there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm not sure if it would approve to 3 a.m. As a businessman, I think it's a great idea, right? You have pizza for people coming out of the bars, absorb it, make it better. But, man, I don't know. My dad always told me nothing good happens after midnight, you know. So 3 a.m. is a long time.
I know that Ola closes at 12, I think.
Yeah. It just sounds like, you know. Anyways, but it is. I was just surprised. And I know that there's a lady at the View there that wrote a letter complaining. I think that's why there's a hearing coming up on the alcohol. But it's there's nothing wrong with it except I've never seen that before.
It's that lady's been pretty adamant for a couple of years, you know. So I don't know why we have to be beholden by that one person. Yeah. So
well, but it's not us, the liquor people.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff like that. Okay. So again, pretty tame on their council, which is really good.
Yeah.
It's good that there's 5 council members and you're all seem to be rowing in the same direction. And when there's nothing real controversial and stuff, we got the controversy coming up on the planning commission. I don't know why it's not controversial.
I actually saw the planning commission for the 33 townhomes are coming right there in the island.
Yeah.
So
it's coming up.
How's the experience right there?
Well, so, okay. So it came up. And then it got pulled that day. Okay, so there were, unfortunately, poor residents don't get the notice in time, so that some of them were there. So six spoke at the last planning commission meeting. I think it's coming back. And don't crawl down there, but March 21st, I think it's coming back. And, you know, my answer to the residents, I told them afterwards, and I spoke to them in the lobby, ask all those questions. You should be concerned about traffic, about safety, about all these other things on there. But I said also be open to it because, you know, I do homework just like you do. So, you know, my wife and I have been there several times. And one time when we were there at 9 o'clock at night, it was scary. And there was drug things going on in the corner there. People shooting themselves up and whatever. Because it's an empty church now and so forth. So when you look at that, it just kind of, like, just be receptive to listening to it. Because, I'd be scared if I didn't know it was going to be there, too. Yeah. So that's all. That was my answer. We can't prejudge ourselves beforehand because we have to wait and listen to the hearing. But I did look at it. I did see it. The developers, Olson Homes, which did the housing right here in downtown Downey, which everybody thought, oh, my God, where's the parking and stuff? You know, they did a pretty good job with two parking things there. And that's a beautiful, you know. We took a lot of heat for the National Core. I can see it out the window here for the View. Oh, my God, affordable housing. Oh, my God, what are you doing to the downtown? There's, you know, 400 people waiting list, and there's only been 2 people ever moved out. So all I'm telling is the residents of the island, we hear you. You know, you should have a concern. You should want to know what's there. But here's also an alternative, okay? It could turn bad.
Yeah.
It could be under, AB 1287. It's a high-density place. You could have, you know, a zillion affordable housing units according to the state law. So here's a developer that did it for profit. They're probably going to be expensive condos. So
I don't know. I want to tell all the residents. I know this changed several times. It was 2 times already that it was postponed, right?
Yeah.
So I tell my residents, if or residents in close to the island, please go to every planning commission. If they postpone it, please raise your concerns.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have busy schedules. I have busy schedules. You guys have busy schedules. Take the opportunity to speak out. Right. I don't think that they should speak only in that specific day when the item is about.
Right.
Because maybe that day they won't have the opportunity to say what they have to say.
Absolutely.
So and I think it's really important.
They can also send emails, and they'll get read.
They'll get read,
the,
yeah.
The staff will give it to each of the planning commissioners, too. Yeah. So, but just be open to hearing it. Please come on the day of that. We had one resident that says, I know everybody here is going to get mad at me, but I live right next door, and I'm actually in favor of it because they're for profit. She goes, $700,000 condominium next to my house is going to increase my property values kind of thing. So that's all. Two people, that Gadfly, that Bruce guy, and then Ernesto Valle, one of the guys that ran for city council. So he goes up there and says, oh, I represent, you know, the city and the residents. I'm thinking, how, right? Mm-hmm. But they both repeat it, and one of you up there doesn't live in the city of Downey. So I'm looking, and I look at, you know, Commissioner Luja next to me, and I'm like, okay, I know everybody here. Everybody lives in Downey. So then it almost seemed like we were doing something illegal. One of us shouldn't be on the planning commission. So I asked at the end of the meeting, I said, hey, two people said this. Who doesn't live here in the city of Downey and stuff? And then it was told Irma and Mr. Funk, our city attorney that were up there, says, you know, we don't live in the city of Downey. And I'm like, who cares?
The only people that don't have to live are staff. They don't have to live.
Believe it or not, we used to have a rule before Jerry Caden came in. Jerry Caden broke the mold on the city manager. City manager had to live in the city. And that was
really
you'll find articles if you Google and stuff. So when he came on board, I mean, that's been, you know, 35 years ago or so, or probably more. When he came on board, that was the stumbling block that they had to change the ordinance that he didn't have to live in the city.
Wow. Only the city manager?
I think it's only the city manager. Wow. Yeah, Jerry Caden.
I've been telling Roger he needs to move over here because I heard his car ride is about 2 hours.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he lives out there far away and stuff like that. But, yeah, no. So we used to have it and so forth. But anyways, so in the lobby there, this guy, Ernesto Valle, by the way, all the people – were really nice. I went out there in the lobby afterwards and I told them, I go, listen, I go, you're all at the same thing I just said. You guys are on point. And they knew me because we built Treasure Island Park there. And I went to all the community meetings and then we built the park. I was mayor and it was awesome. I am the watermelon eating contest winner at their very last picnic that they ever had. I almost choked on watermelon. Anyway, so they all knew me. They're giving me hugs and they're like, oh, Mr. Guerra, yeah, and so forth. So I said, just trust me that you're on the right path, but be open to change. And I get the traffic in the morning and so forth, but it's not great what it is right now. And the traffic is already kind of bad. So so they were receptive. But this guy, Ernesto, comes up to me and starts yelling at me about the city, Irma, the community development director. And don't you think that she should live in the city? No, I don't. Well, don't you think that she, in her personal life, she was against a particular project in another city? I don't care. Why don't you care? Because I don't know the particulars of it. How can you compare that and this? You don't know the particulars of either one. I don't care. Well, you should care. And then he comes up and gets in my face. And they're, well, the residents of District 3, I got to get information on this because they are asking me to look into this. And I go, who's asking you? You know, and he goes, I go, name three people that besides that Bruce guy, the gadfly, name three people's first name that ask you to look into this. You don't even represent the district. You got nothing to do with this. You don't even live there and stuff. And then he looks at me, he goes, you're nothing but a piece of shit. I know. And I was kind of like, ah. So I'm like, okay, this conversation's over. And I kind of walked away. And then he followed me and two city planners that were there. And I said, you know, hey, I need, you know, stay here. I might need, you know, you to help me walk to my car if this guy continues on it. But it was kind of like, come on, people. And then the next day I got a really nice call from the city manager, you know, reaffirming that, you know, thank you for helping, for sticking up for staff. Because, you know staff sometimes can't stick up for themselves.
Sometimes when, you know, things come up in agenda for planning commission or city council, sometimes we get very passionate about yeah. certain items, yeah. you know? And so I'm sure Ernesto's, you know, had the right intentions. I think it's best that we don't, you know, exchange any type of name calling. And I think you should allow yourself to express your opinion during public comment, yeah. where it's open forum and not yeah. behind the scenes. Yeah. So, you know, they've come also like yesterday after the meeting, I was stopped by every single person that spoke.
About the ceasefire resolution. So let me set this up. So. Yeah. A couple cities, Cudahy, Montebello, and Long Beach.
There's only three. Long Beach, too, right?
That's yeah, there's okay. only three. Have done a council resolution asking for ceasefire in Gaza. Okay, so, you know, I get the humanitarian part, but that's really not a council thing. But, okay, that's my opinion out there.
So, yeah, I agree. Like, one thing I have to... I'm a council person that was elected to make sure that we improve our roads, bring in more lights, bring in more businesses, speak for the residents to improve, you know, our quality of life. I just don't have the foreign information for me to make a decision on what's going to happen on other countries. I don't. And so when they come here, I think that's more of a symbolic vote. I get it, the whole humanitarian, sure. the whole loss sure. of life.
Sure, well, we can't see those,
We see the videos. You saw the
I don't want any life from anybody.
The Air Force... yeah. person who yeah. set himself on fire. I yeah. saw the video from beginning to end when he yeah. set himself on fire, and yeah. and it's unfortunate and sad, you know. Yeah. Do I support war? Of course I don't.
Yeah.
But would I bring that in council? It's not something that I think I nor the rest of my council colleagues, I think right. it's our priority right now. I don't think the vote for Downey is going to change the direction of right. how the war in Gaza comes, you know,
right.
and that's why I think it's important we tell our elected officials in higher office to be our voice,
right.
not our council, but right. our people right. in the Senate. Call Robert Garcia, you
right.
know,
right.
and let him know what you feel.
Right.
He can make an actual change.
Right, right. So, no, I totally agree. That was a great segment to today's Wednesday. Next Tuesday is March the 5th. Okay, it's election day.
Oh yeah,
on there. So
please vote. Please vote. CDC, this is why it's important that yeah. you go out and vote.
And that's why we're trying to give as much information as we can. So my wife and I Sunday, I had to do the late mass at St. Philip's. So we went around 3 o'clock to the Greek Church right mm-hmm. there in downtown Downey. It's open for voting. Okay, which is, by the way, is crazy. I didn't have this because this is my wife's yeah. Sample ballot yeah. book. Okay, I didn't have mine. I had forgotten mine at home. So normally they want to just scan this and, you know, or whatever, and, you know, pop up your name and the whole thing. And I'm like, no, I have ID. No, we can't take your ID. So they just asked me my name. Okay.
They just asked me my name,
what street I live in, and then the year of my birth. And that was it. Oh, okay, Mr. Garrett, here you go. Here's your ballot to go vote. So you don't need ID. You don't need anything. It's just weird. We need ID to get on a plane. But we don't need it to vote. So I don't know.
I'm going to try it maybe one time. I'm just going to say it. I am Mario Guerra.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Let's see what happens.
So I know where you live and I know the year you were born. So I can just say that.
Let's do a video. Let's see if it actually happens.
Yes.
Let's do a video.
I think we'd be breaking the law. I think as soon as you do it.
Once we do it, then we'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
That was interesting because sometimes when you break the law, okay, here's a little tidbit that you don't know about the city management or some of the laws in the state and stuff. So every council member gets a credit card to use on city expenses when you need to, whatever. So if they use that on something illegally, yes, they can reimburse it. But once you use it for the wrong reason, you've already committed a crime.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It's not, you know, and it's like, okay, I used the wrong credit card. That's not an excuse.
Yeah.
We had, I remember there was people in the city, they're in jail in the city of Linwood. So I'm not putting down Linwood now, but the old, on there, three of the council members went to Mexico and they went to like, you know, call three, girls. There were three of them. And they went to call girls, and they used their city credit card.
Wow.
For, well, their city manager, I think, at that time went back there,
and too. And I'm scared. That's why I leave my credit card.
I do.
I leave it in the office.
I'd rather reimbursed if it's legitimate versus doing the city credit card. It does.
The only time I take it is when we go to these conferences, and then you can use it for
your hotel room.
The hotel room that you need to provide that credit card information. Yeah. But that's about it.
You know what I used to do on that and the credit card? Because you know what? In your room, you want to, you know, you want to get the mini bar for yourself or whatever, and you should pay for yourself. Yes. So I used to always check out, and I'd ask for a copy of the bill, and then I'm like, okay, can you take out this $23 mini bar here, please? Take that over here and this, and take it out. And then I'd want a clean bill.
Oh, bill, yeah.
And then on my personal credit card, I'd pay the $30 for whatever other stuff on there. So anyway, so go to the Greek Church, okay? It's open.
Till March 5th.
Till March 5th. Yeah. There'll be two other ones. There'll be a Golden Park on there in your district, and there'll be one at Furman Park. So those, I think, are open on the next couple of days. But they'll all be open until Tuesday, March the 5th, until 8 p.m. So please make yourself – and, you know, there's some important things on here. You got state U.S. Senator. You got our assembly. You got L.A. District Attorney.
The District Attorney, so, which is a hot one right
now. Yeah. So last time we had an election, we had two people, the Gil Cisnero and Ernesto Valle, that only voted once out of eight elections. And then you can't be for crime, I mean, for public safety, and not vote. If you don't vote on this election, then you don't want to say in public safety. This is, and I don't care who you vote for. I'm just saying district attorney is up, which sets the tone for public safety.
And that's what I went to Columbus High School to
talk
to ASB.
Tell me about that.
And I talked about the importance of voting, that voting really matters. So once, not a lot of them were 18 yet. Yeah. Some of them were already turning 18. But I just saw how important it is to vote. The basic responsibility of every single person is just to vote. Yeah. If you don't vote, you can't say anything about what the progress of the city or the state of the country is going if you don't do that.
Right.
So I think it's always important to.
You can, and I'm sticking my neck out, but you can look at this and look at the record. It's public records, okay, to see how many times you voted, I voted. You can see that. That's how we got the, you know, information on there. And that's valid critique. I'm not going to say, oh, you're not good looking and you're not very nice. That's not reason not to vote. The fact that you didn't vote, you know, seven out of the last eight, that's a reason not to vote for Horacio. That's not Horacio. But I mean, but the one thing, so you can look it up, but you know, I'm real proud. I voted every single election in my entire life since I was 18. So, and you know, for 8 years I was in the council. I never missed the council meeting. I thought that's the one best way I can do to represent.
My goal is not to miss one single I'm going to go.
Okay, so we got the county. You got all the judges in here. You got the county supervisor, Janice Hahn, John Cruza, Alex Villanueva. Our U.S. representative, our current one, is Robert Garcia against three others, Blanca Pacheco against Raul Ortiz, and then the county judges. And you know what? Make your decisions. I did on there. You know, ask me if you want and send me an email or a text and I'll tell you. The one that I want to go sure because I know. Okay, so this is a plug. Yeah. For office number 39. Okay, there's four people running. I don't know that much about two of them. But one that is running is Steve Napolitano. He's an attorney. He used to be with me on the board of Independent Cities, and he's a Manhattan Beach council member. He used to be the mayor there. So I did vote for him, and I texted him on there. So I want to give him some love, and he'll make a great judge. He's a serious. He used to work for Supervisor Don Canabi. He was like a chief deputy on there. So
don't forget for Robert Garcia.
Yeah, you got Robert Garcia on here. Yeah, against John Briscoe and Nicole Lopez. Oh, that Joaquin Beltran.
Joaquin Beltran is still there.
Downey.
You know.
Yeah, he was. If you want to know what his positions are, listen to last night's council meeting. I'm not going to put him down because he's a Downey resident, but man, they were goofy. you get to vote for president, and then you have U.S. senators. You've got two elections you're voting on. One to fill the term left for the remainder of the year for Senator Barbara Feinstein, and then you got one for the full term starting on there. And you've been watching the ad, so we're not going to get into that. I want to talk real fast, and then we can go forward. Measure one, state measure one.
Yes.
Okay. So please read up on it. The most interesting thing on state measure one is that the ballot, not the ballot statement, the sample ballot, but the actual ballot statement tells you all the details, is 68 pages long. Okay. Yeah. So that says a lot. All right. Very complicated. And the my biggest thing, and my answer is no, I voted no against it. We're looking at the papers here on the opinion section. Prop 1 will mainly make things worse. It's taking money. The ads are misleading. Of course I want to help homeless veterans. That's, you know, one of my top priorities in life. Of course we want to help the mentally ill. Of course we want to do all these things. Measure 1 is not it, okay? So that's why I hate about deceiving ads and so forth. It's taking money on there from the counties, okay, and giving it and starting a new state bureaucracy. And some counties are doing a very good job in homelessness. L.A. County, you know, it's getting better. They're talking about it. But anyways, this is a state bureaucracy. I think a comment I read the other day was this is just a bloated Project Room Key.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to cost us $140 million additional annually and $6 billion.
Wow. So it's already past the $6 billion.
Yeah. So that's
$6.3 billion.
Yeah. So I voted no. Not that I'm unsympathetic. Of course, we're, you know, just like we were talking about the ceasefire on there, we want all those things. But we shouldn't take it from that. We shouldn't. And remember last year when we passed, or 3 years ago, Measure HH in LA County. So it was supposed to build housing, okay, with billions of dollars, and we're taxing ourselves to do it. And they've only built like 6,000 units, and they average $700,000 per unit. So where you and I can, you know, even with, I don't have a building knowledge, but I can tell you I can get a builder to build them for, you know, $110,000 or something.
Yeah,
you
it's know, just
you,
insane.
We all can. Common sense business things. So a lot of bureaucracy there. So what? I'm sorry, what are your thoughts
on? You know what? I ran on the campaign that I think I was the only candidate or something like that where I did not support, you know, building housing, a homeless shelter here in our community. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important that we focus our resources back to our mental and drug issues that we face. I have not decided what I'm going to vote on this one yet. I'm going to take into more consideration and read into it more. I like to vote in person, so I'm going to go vote and do this. So
I want my sticker.
Yeah, I want my sticker. That's it. So I'm still looking into it. And the other one I'm also looking into is our district attorney that I'm going to decide.
Yeah.
There were a couple mentions. Two people came into the city of Downey.
Yeah.
Right. Tommy, who is going to come in? Well, we're filming right now Wednesday. I think he's showing up today.
Yeah, Jonathan Hatami.
And who was the other guy?
McKinley.
McKinley came to the Goucher Girl last week.
Right, right.
And so there were a couple people that, you know.
I'll tell you that I voted for Nathan Hockman just because I know him, and he was chairman of the LA City Ethics Commission. So and he's attorney, of course, on there. There's a lot of good choices there. Just educate yourself.
I think that's
there.
What's important. So. And that's what I told a lot of the, you know, students at the ASB. Please educate yourself. Just don't vote because somebody told you to vote that way or they voted that way.
Yeah.
It was important that we go out and vote.
I always do that. People are always asking me, what should I vote for? I said, I'm not going to tell you who you should vote for. I don't have a problem telling you who I voted for.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big difference. It's that you have to vote this way. No, by the way, this is how I voted if you ask me.
And just educate yourself. Read a little bit, do a little research, and that doesn't take – it just takes 10 minutes of your time just to do a little research on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but right before I vote Tuesday, I'll make my decision. I'll text you.
Okay. I'm going to end it with this. I'll be controversial because I can't win under either side, the left or the right on this. I will tell you who I voted for president.
Who?
Okay, I voted for Nikki Haley.
There we go.
I voted for Nikki Haley for president. If she won in California, I'd be a delegate for her. So on there, this is the first time you're ever going to hear it or heard it. I haven't posted it on my social media.
Wow, you hear it from...
I haven't told them that. So this is news.
What is it? Hot from the press.
Hot from the press. Yeah, I did vote for Nikki Haley. So I think it's time for change. I think she can do change over two 80-year-olds. Anyway, so, okay. Anything else, sir?
Lastly, there's going to be a neighborhood block captain meeting March 5th. So if anybody is currently a block captain, please show up March 5th. It's a good opportunity for us to discuss various issues and that are surrounding our cities and as well as our district. Also, the Gallatin PTA won an excellence award. It's a nationally recognized award, and I'm happy that our mayor, Mario Trujillo, is going to give them a little presentation and an award for the PTA. They were focusing on mental health and wellness, which is really great. So props to the PTA.
You know,
they really do care for.
They do. Their PTA, you guys, you know, our school district is really awesome.
Top notch.
It's just awesome. By the way, you guys, most people don't know the school district's budget is better than the city of Downey's. And, you know, we did that TLC the other day run. It's True Lasting Connections. The things you do, you'd be amazed. A lot of it's confidential because it's families really in need. But the school district, I'm going tonight. I'm speaking at Warren High School's open house. I did last year when we were starting the JROTC. And tonight they want me to come back and mention we got 70 kids in JROTC.
Wow.
They got, and by the way, JROTC has got nothing to do with recruiting for the Army. It's just not. It's not recruiting to it's a leadership class. Yeah. But they got AI coding certificate. They're going to have robotics training, and they're also going to have drone training and certificate. So it's really cool. It sets them up for a lot of different things, but it's a leadership class. Yeah, yeah. So Warren High, Downey is going to start theirs in June. But yeah, I guess what I'm bragging about is that the school district is open enough to say, hey, what's in it for our kids?
Yeah.
And it's just another choice, you know, with so many kids.
I've been learning a lot about our school system and just really great, you know, people working under that.
Yeah.
So it's really great.
And they've been there a long time. And, you know, when we had some people leave the school board and others come in, it's been, I mean, some of them were there a long time, you know, Don LaPlante and Todd Corn, they were there for many decades and so forth. But the new people that have come in are equally as good. They're just good people that care about the community. I love our school.
And a lot of people want to come to our schools.
Yeah.
A lot of surrounding cities. And it's just, you know, I'm pretty, very proud of our school system that we have.
We had an idiot in the last election that said he wanted to run to kick the people out of our school district that don't live in Downey. It's like, well, first of all, city council, not school district. You're not run for school district. That's who you want. And number two, the school district, the peripheral people and cities around us on there, the kids are allowed.
Yeah.
And it's good for our school district. So our school district was like, are you kidding? Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, there's kids out of our city that live in our school that come to our school district, and that's okay. It's a complicated question, but we're good with that too. So, anyways, but yeah. Okay. All right, folks. Listen, this will drop this Friday, so it'll drop before the elections. And on Tuesday, go vote and then go to the Neighborhood Watch meeting. By the way, there's over 200 Neighborhood Watch groups. When I left, Dave Gaffin and I started the Neighborhood Watch. We got pushback in the beginning. And I went to 135 of them myself, the first one. I went to everyone that started for the last 3.5 years that I was in office. And it's a great way for the community. Yeah. It's a great thing. If you want to start a neighborhood watch group, call the Downey PD. Or he'll give you the number. And it's easy to do. PD will do it. They'll send notice to your neighbor. All you need is your front lawn. PD will be there. They'll give you extra statistics about your neighborhood or questions you can have. You can ask for extra patrol depending on there. You also get a number. You get the direct number that goes right in Downey PD, you know, that gets answered on there. So anyways, a lot of
reach out to me. And if I'm not in your district, I'll reach out to the person in charge and we'll get in contact. I want to make sure that we're all keeping our community safe. We're the eyes and ears of first before the police.
Yeah. So, any comments, any questions, any thoughts, let us know. We look forward to that. Anything you want to talk about, we have an agenda lined up besides just going over the council agenda, which we'll always do the day after a council. But, you know, we'll have guests throughout here. We want to do a couple location ones.
Yes.
We're thinking of getting on a Downey Metro bus and riding along and taping it.
That'll be fun. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so it'll be fun, and then people can see what exactly happens. So this is about Downey. Okay, we have another podcast, Talking California, but this is about Downey. So the more informed you are, the more you know, the more you want to know, the better it is for us. This is our community, and we're proud of it. So anyway, so Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talking Downey with Mario
and Horacio.